Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Thank you this evening. Come on, let's shabbat God right now. Put your hands together. Come on and tell him thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you. Lord, you're wonderful. You've done more for me than I could ever believe. Oh, God, thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're wonderful. We thank God again this evening. We thank God for the excellent men of God. The house has been addressed. I'm not going to burn my 25 minutes up telling y'all how lovely you look. You know that already. We thank God. I'm going to not build a porch. You know, as what we call a technician. You build a porch, Pastor Nate, and then you have a living room, and you take them into the kitchen for the passion. Huh? So the porch has been built. You understand? So I'm going to read a scripture and give you what God gave me. I'm not going to go into any things to entice you to listen, because the scripture has the basics. I preach Sunday, so we know we can preach. My wife told me you could have used a little bit more word, you know. And so when she has that type of criticism, that means I go and criticize myself even more. I'm convinced that every time I live a day, I'm supposed to learn something. I put a year under my belt and I dissected everything that went through. Gone through a lot. But I began to understand what I absolutely have learned for me. See, it doesn't do me any good to learn for you, because you cannot act upon my knowledge. Can we say amen? This is what we come to say this evening, is that I learned something. That first of all, the scripture and the word is two different entities. A lot of folks think that the devil knows the word. The devil don't know the word. The devil knows scripture. Huh? Because the scripture points at Jesus. Come on and say Jesus. All the scriptures, every action, every word in the scripture points to Jesus. Huh? But the Bible says in John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. That's the word. And that's what we need today. I'm looking at this because I don't think churches is getting enough word. They're getting a lot of words. I haven't heard a song save nobody. You can't get saved with the scripture, you get saved with the word. Only through the word can you accept Jesus Christ. Only through the word can you get the anointing. Come on and tell God thank you this morning. I look at this thing and I begin to understand that when I step into the new year, I got to be walking in my anointing. I got to be listening to the word of God. I'm waiting for him to give me a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Today, right now, we need to be in the word. We wonder why people is going astray. Why church is so confused, and so many things in the world is wrapped up and accepted by us, the so-called representatives of Christ. We wonder why this is happening. It's because we're not putting enough word in folk. Hallelujah. The word convicts. The word convinces. The word converts. We put the word in some folks, we'll see some saved folks. This is what we need to do, church. I begin to understand this 2014. We're getting ready to do something in 15. Because we found out this year that my mind is not the mind of God. I begin to understand I can't fix it nor plan it. I can pray for it in my plan, but it's always got to be in the will of God. How do I know that? The word told me that. If it's in God's will, I can work with it. Oh, come on and tell God thank you. Everybody, I love what Pastor Nate said. He was led by God to share the word to get his car fixed. Huh? Both natural and spiritual. Come on now. First, it was the natural. Car broke down. But God showed you what the real purpose was for. To put the word in somebody. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, the word gets into people and they begin to act new. When the word really begins to work, they begin to act new. When the word begins to work, they begin to walk new. Now, see, I was raised in old Kojic. So, you know, we speak in tongue. And if you didn't speak in tongue, it'd fall on the floor and knock a few pews over and stuff. We looked at you funny. But the word told me something that made a lot more sense. And I broke it down to colloquialism to understand that if you decide to walk new, you get the new shoes to walk with. And the tongue come with the shoes. It don't matter. Once you get the word of God in you, it moves your members. It moves your body into certain ways. It take you into different fashions. It allows you to walk in the anointing. Walking in the spirit of God. Hearing his voice in quiet places. Oh, God. Giving you visions beyond where you think you're going. Oh, hallelujah. Didn't think you was going to get this far. Didn't think you was going to be able to have this kind of favor. Didn't believe that this thing was going to happen for you. Come on and tell God thank you. It's not a little thing that he does for you when you are working with the word. Thank you, Pastor. It's not a little thing that's working for you when you allow the word work in you. Does that make sense? We have to teach people, preachers, that the word will work for you. You know, you can only, everybody get weak. And I'm not talking about weak and going out and running the streets and gambling and whatever y'all used to do. But maybe y'all didn't do nothing. But whatever you used to get, we're not talking about getting that kind of weak. I'm talking about getting that fearful weak. See, we get a spiritual amnesia. You weren't supposed to make it through the last thing you went through, according to your thinking. But God. You weren't supposed to make it through 10 years ago. But God. And now you got this staring you in your face and you talking about you got about to quit. But God has something to last say. Somebody got to remember something. You got to but God in your life. I begin to understand. I'm going to take you out, said the devil. You look at him and tell him, but God. He's got a thing working for you. Because I got the word living in me. I got Jesus telling me that I'm his and he's mine. I got the living word operating in me. It's something about knowing who Jesus is that gives you the strength to go through. Hallelujah. You ain't got no money, but you got but God. You don't have a whole lot of good help, but you got but God. This is what we got to understand. This new year, you're going to have your troubles. You're going to have your setbacks. Let me help you to something. When you lose it, quit worrying about it. Wasn't yours in the first place. Everything you got belonged to God. If you lose it, he's making room to give you something better. Look at how it works. When the forest fire comes, it burns everything up just to grow something better. Thank God for Jesus today. This message, this word is for us to look at in 2015. We got to hold on to the word. We can't hold on to old wives' tale. If you drink milk and eat catfish, you're going to die. If you hungry and you got some catfish and some milk, bless that food and eat it. Too many people holding on what mama said and grandma said, but if it ain't in the word, it don't count. Hallelujah. I looked at Paul. And this is what people don't, you got to read these scriptures and understand what the word says. Snake, the viper, latched on to him, didn't just bite him. Snakes nip you. Down in Oklahoma, the little Indian kids, they were immune to snake bites. So they get with the black kids and they start playing with snakes. I was smarter than the blacks and the Indians. I watched from a distance. But the little Indians would grab them and twist them in the air and pop their heads off. And they'd tell the other kids, you can do it. And them snakes swell and contract. And then they swell, contract, and snatch out and nip you. But they nip you, and you got a chance to live. The viper latched on. That means he pumped every drop of poison he could into Paul. But look at how God, he said he shook vipers off. Shook it off. You got to be careful who you hook up with this year. Because the vipers are out there to latch on to you. He spared you this year because you're blessed. But the vipers is looking at you being blessed. And excuse me, but you got some haters out there. And some of them kin to you. Huh? But that viper that bit Paul, or latched on to Paul, could not do anything to him. Paul was walking in the anointing. And even though he came there as a prisoner, but God, they treated him like a god. This is what God is telling me this year. You've been going through something that you cannot believe. But this year coming up, they're going to recognize you. You hold on to him. Now, 2015 is where the but God in your life is going to come out front. 2015 is when the word of God is going to actuate itself because you're going to put it first. And then people will see him first in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When you put God first. Oh, when you let God operate first. And when you set the flesh down and let the Holy Ghost stand up. And let God operate first. Oh God, cuteness become beautiful. Oh God, intelligence become wisdom. Poverty become rich. Hallelujah. He'll turn things around in your life. You wake up one day and look at my watch and say, suddenly, immediately, and straight forth. Huh? That's the supernatural, God's way of telling time. I'm going to tell you what I know to be true. He'll do something suddenly in your life. He'll do something suddenly. If you let him, he'll turn it around for you right now. He'll move this thing out your way right now. Suddenly, immediately, he'll turn this thing around. The word of God is what we got to put out there. Every one of you are vessels that a fresh anointing is due to operate in you this year. Every one of you are ready. You've been prepared. Everything you've been through is not going to be wasted. He's going to use it. We need to be winning souls. I found out that I guess I done got so old, Pastor, that I don't even want nothing. I mean, I don't want nothing. I just more Jesus. I just want some more Jesus. I don't want a car. We were driving. Me and the wife had a me day last Friday. I said, this is gonna be us day. Man, we're in love. We've been married going on 20 years now. Let's have a us day. She said, that sounds good. I said, let us go to breakfast. So us went to breakfast. And I said, you pick something to do, and then I'll pick something to do. Pastor Anna, you pick something to do, I'll pick something to do. She said, I want to go to Goodwill. I said, that's a good one for me. Let's go. So I'm driving by the Bentley shop in my old truck. And I see this stainless steel Bentley. I don't want no Bentley, but I just like to drive my truck over there and ask them to let me drive it. This is what I want to do. So we put that aside, you know, the way they've been choking and shooting folks. You just don't want to tempt the devil. So we went on and had a Goodwill. We looked around there and didn't find nothing. She said, you don't know how to shop. I said, okay. So it was my turn to pick something. So I got sleepy. You know, breakfast is Goodwill. Driving. Us, they mean us go to sleep. I went back home. I said, I must have picked a fight because I went home and went to my room and went to bed. But look how good God is. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the devil has told you, no matter how you feel, no matter how it looks, quit looking at how it looks and look at God. No matter what they tell you that you can't make it, no matter where we're going, we got to understand that God is in control. Woodley ain't in control. Y'all be in bad shape as Woodley is in control. Because, you know, I get scared. I call my pastor up all the time. My pastor, he always want to be there for me. He always want to be there for me. But when I get through getting scared, Pastor, I go to the rock. And I let him get it straightened out in my head. And by the time he called me, man, is it okay? I said, man, I'm just waiting on Jesus. So I found something else out this year, because I'm a slow learner. Y'all got to pray for me. I'm a slow learner.
Yes.
I quit waiting for money. I quit waiting for money. I said, you know what? I'm not borrowing nothing. I'm going to wait on God. And I'll start waiting on God. Then I had to change that a little bit. I said, I'm going to wait on God to move. When you're in that valley, when you're in those situations, you wait on God to move. Why? Because he said he would do it in his word. So when you're waiting on God to take the hurt away, when you're waiting on God to take the disappointment away, when you're waiting on God to save that unsaved child, just believe he will do it. He will do it. He will do it because he said he would. I learned to wait on God. So in the process of waiting on God, I learned to trust. He said, whatever you ask in my name, the legal term is shall be done. In other words, it's absolutely, unequivocally, absolutely going to happen. Because you're doing it in my name. This year is coming in. And we're looking at it, Pastor. Don't start living in the last year going into the new year. Don't start making the new year like the last year. Step up and live in the now. I'm living in the now. The kingdom of God is now. I'm waiting on God to do something now. This is my word for tonight. Don't have much to say. I just want you to know that God has spared you for a reason. All the mistakes you made is nothing but a stepping stone toward his excellence. All the setbacks that's happened is building you up for more victories. Jesus, the Son of God, came down through 42 generations to identify himself with mankind. Could have stayed in heaven, but he said, prepare me a body. I will go and sacrifice myself for these. Give them to me. You know who you belong to? You were purchased by Jesus Christ on the cross. What can they do to you? He's already conquered death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's picked it up for you. He's turned you around. He's getting ready to set your feet on higher ground. He's already fixed that problem on the cross. On the cross. I'm leaving with this. He's coming back again. Looking for the church. The word church. Not the jumping and hollering and screaming and bucking. And that's part of what you might, if you got to do that to get what you were going, do it. But get that word in you. Get that word in you. The word is life. In the name of Jesus, stand as the pastor come. Praise God.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.